Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Feeling Lighter podcast, where we are shedding old beliefs one episode at a time, because the bottom line is how you feel about yourself changes everything. Hello, hello, Lisa and Tyler.
Hello.
Hi.
This is the final part of our four-part episode.
Yes.
On the four pillars of WeShape. So if you've been listening to the other three pillars, you know you are here because a lot of people come to WeShape and they say, I want to change my relationship to the wellness space. It hasn't served me. My emotional health has taken a toll and I want to be liberated from this toxic industry. How do I do that? And mm-hmm. we say, well, actually, WeShape has four pillars, right? We've got movement mm-hmm. instead of exercise. Mm-hmm. We've got intention, mm-hmm. right? We've got community. And this is one of my favorites. And this is like where this is actually
the life work.
Mm-hmm. This is why we have the podcast. So right. The fourth pillar is beliefs. So I'd love for each of us to just talk about, you know, we can talk about why we have that as a pillar and why we need to address that in order for us to change our relationship in the wellness space and also with ourselves. So I don't know, Tyler, if you want to start, like tell us about why you think we're picking beliefs here as one of these pillars.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, our actions and decisions that we make every day come from our values and our intentions. And our values and intentions always have a belief backing that up. Mm-hmm. And so if we want to change our actions, we've got to change our beliefs. Mm-hmm. And so many of us spent our lives inheriting beliefs from the people around us, our parents, our culture, our friends, et cetera. And it is shocking when you start to become mindful of this and examine it, how many beliefs that you have that you find out aren't yours. And how many of those beliefs
right.
and how many of those beliefs are currently holding you back
right.
from feeling good about yourself, from showing up for yourself, from making better decisions to show up for yourself. And in WeShape, by bringing awareness to the fact that we're all bathing in this toxic weight loss culture society, helping you set new intentions, helping you identify that you want to show up for movement, to move your body better so you feel better in your body, because you really feel like this is the thing to do so that you can show up for yourself, so you can maintain that for as long as possible. Well, right behind that is this ultimate belief. And I think that underneath all these intentions and all this stuff is this fundamental belief. And you say this a lot too, I say it a different way, is people don't believe they're worth it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People do not believe that they're worth it. And if you don't believe you're worth it, you will act in accordance with that and you will constantly not be able to show up for yourself.
Yep.
And so there's so many beliefs we can talk about. I'm sure we'll talk about some examples in our life right now. But I think the one fundamental belief I want people to examine, if they don't feel like they're worth it, is that why? Why don't I feel worth it?
Yeah.
And ultimately, coming to this place of realizing you are worth it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You are worth showing up for. And yep. if you believe that, if you embody that, you're going to show up for yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It starts with the belief.
It yeah. does.
And, you know, I'll start by, I'm going to share because Lisa's got me in this dating show that I'm watching. Thank you, Lisa. But I was watching this episode and it really highlights how powerful this is, because I think we brush this off. Oh, yeah, I believe. No, but like this story that I'm about to share, like, really highlights it. So this woman came on this dating show. And she had not found partnership and she had wanted partnership, right? Mm-hmm. Some people don't want partnership. That's fine. She did. And she had a belief, because one time when she was 12 years old, a boy in her class made fun of her body.
Mm-hmm.
And literally every single day of her life up until this point in her life, she had a belief that because he made fun of her, there was something inherently wrong with her body and no one would want to be with her.
Wow.
And I thought to myself, it took 25 seconds for that little 12-year-old boy mm-hmm. to say something to that 12-year-old little girl. And that 12-year-old little girl created her entire identity around that. And her life suffered as a result. And that 12-year-old little girl is still inside of her making decisions from that belief.
Right.
So it doesn't even take a lot for us to have a belief. It took her 25 seconds to develop a belief that impacted her life every single day for the next 20 years.
Sheesh.
That is insanely powerful.
It is.
And so it is important that we evaluate our beliefs. And it's why I ask every single guest on the podcast that we have, what is a belief that you once had that you no longer have mm-hmm. that has impacted you in a really meaningful way? And I'd love for each of us to answer that question.
Let's mm-hmm. do it at the end.
Because it does highlight, right, a lot of creating anew is dismantling an old.
Yeah.
And part of that dismantling is putting these beliefs under the microscope, understanding where they came from, understanding how we've identified with them, and then reaching towards a new path.
Yeah.
And it's just one small step at a time. So, like, I'm sure we have hundreds of beliefs yeah. that we used to have, and this is the journey of life where we continuously are putting ourselves through that. Is this belief that I currently have serving me? And if not, what do I do with that?
Yeah.
So,
that's a thing.
I would love to unpack this a little bit too, because I think that we can become aware of a belief, mm-hmm. but then to really change that belief, that's where the work starts, right? So I think that when people are going through this process, like that first step is the awareness of recognizing, like, I walk past a mirror and I look at myself and I just start judging myself, right? Okay, pause. That's the awareness. Oh my God, I have this internal self-critic that is judging me. Why am I judging myself?
Yeah.
Why am I judging myself? Where does that come from? And I think you should be really prepared and ideally have community around mm-hmm. you during this time, because this can bring up things that are big insecurities in you and big giant traumas or little traumas that have happened in your life. Mm-hmm. And that might be anywhere from the little boy making fun of you and you believing into that to having an abusive family or other friends, things like that, that have made you feel really horrible about yourself that you've adopted those beliefs. And as you do that, it's my personal belief that as we face this, we have to kind of go back and re-experience these things. Mm-hmm. We have to go back into that childhood and say, oh my God, like, I was treated this way. And we need to feel into that. And we need mm-hmm. to, like, allow ourselves to release the feeling of what we experienced back then.
Right.
Because if we don't go into the depths of that, if we just say, I'm aware of the fact that people did this to me, blah, 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 but I let it go. And you really haven't let it go?
Let it go.
Well, guess what? You will constantly be making decisions from that place. You won't actually be able to rewrite that pattern. The only way to rewrite that pattern and change the new belief is get the awareness, figure out why that's happening, go face it over and over again until that trigger comes back up and you're able to make a different choice.
Yeah.
You're able to do something differently. And it takes repetition.
It does. And it oftentimes takes a licensed therapist because this stuff is ugly and it's really hard and it's very activating. And sometimes we just don't have the tools to do it on our own, for sure. So I think belief is huge, right? Like you said at the start of the podcast, what you believe, what you think about yourself changes everything. And when we are tied to old beliefs from the 12-year-old boy or from, you know, maybe a parent with a misplaced judgment or statement, or, you know, anybody. It could be a stranger. We sometimes form beliefs about ourselves from pure strangers.
I know.
Like, we internalize, and oftentimes they're projecting something that they believe about themselves, and then we take that on, and we carry that, and we wear it, and then it disrupts every part of our lives. So I don't know if you're ready for the belief that
I wanna, previously. Yeah, I want to say one thing, and then we'll go into our own beliefs.
Yeah.
I think that, like, sometimes we aren't even aware of our beliefs.
Mm. Agreed, yeah.
Or sometimes we have a belief that we get validation from other in.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the hardest part of this, because, like, I'll give the example of how I used to be disordered eating, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I had to pre-select every single meal and the ingredients and the da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and I was, like, obsessive about the food I ate. I had a belief that that was the right thing to do.
Yeah.
The people around me reinforced that belief.
Yeah.
So the trick here is not if you're getting reinforcement for the belief. It's actually sitting with, I have this belief and can I face the truth? And the truth is, does it actually serve me?
Right.
That's the piece where we have to be willing to investigate, because I had every single piece of evidence and justification that that belief served me, but I actually was suffering inside and I wasn't willing to acknowledge that. Because if I did acknowledge that, now suddenly what happens if I detach from that identity, and does that mean all that validation goes away?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Can you dive into that just a little bit more, just because I feel like it's so important to understand that you were holding on to a belief because of external validation, but ultimately how you decided that belief wasn't serving you was because it was making you feel uncomfortable and exhausted and stressed out on the inside.
Yeah, so there's clues. There was clues. I was tired. Mm-hmm. I was resentful. Mm-hmm. I was overworked.
Mm-hmm. Anxious.
I was extremely anxious. I was stressed. And some of the things that I feel now, having a different belief, is ease, is balance, is rested, is liberated. That's my favorite feeling I've had. I feel more autonomous. Yeah. I feel like I get to, like, I like took back my power, right? In my old belief, I was giving my power away to other people who told me this is how you should eat and this is what you should do for exercise.
Right.
And this is how you should live your life. There was a rigidity to that belief.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you looked at my life, you would see all the rules I was following. I have way less rules now. Yeah. There's fluidity. So
you felt more free to express your authenticity.
Yeah. And so those were clues, though, right? Yeah. Looking back, I can see those clues. There was rigidity. There was judgment. There was high inner critic. There was stress.
But the fitness industry and toxic diet culture teaches us the belief is that it's supposed to be hard.
I know. Mm-hmm.
That you're supposed to be like beating yourself up. That it's not supposed to be easy. That, you know, that you're supposed to push through and be disciplined and keep going.
And if it's not working, you're not beating yourself up hard enough.
Exactly. And so it's so confusing. I understand. I have so much compassion for people that are still in that world because I remember living in it and I remember believing it fiercely. Yeah. I'm not saying just like, oh, in my day, I would post about these things and tell other people to do
these things. Get
on board or get left behind, you know? I was like the person out in the street, like with a big sign, like, come on over to the diet. And it's just, we have these beliefs, you're right. So they come from somewhere else. But when it's mainstream and everybody is saying it and doing it, you feel almost crazy to say, like, oh, I don't believe that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you don't? But you were just saying it last week.
Yeah.
I was. But I was being brainwashed, in a sense, into believing that this is the way fitness, health, and wellness are supposed to look. And so walking away from that is so hard. It's so hard.
And, you know, it's a transformation. And I always have this image in my mind of the caterpillar looking at the butterfly saying, you've changed.
Right.
And then the butterfly saying, we're supposed to.
We're supposed to. That's great.
Because that is what's supposed to happen. Mm-hmm. That's human evolution, is the evolution, not the sameness of who you are. So we just want to use this podcast as an opportunity to kind of poke at old beliefs. And if you still believe that and want to believe that and it brings you ease and peace, believe it. We want to give permission for people to believe whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
We just want to do a little check-in and make sure that that belief is actually serving your inner soul, your inner knowing, and who you authentically are as a person. That's what we're hoping for. We're not here to say this is the right way and this is the wrong way. This is exactly what we're trying not to do.
Right.
We're trying to say, what is your way? How do you come home to you, regardless of the validation you get from the things on the outside? And if we can shift that belief, we will have done some good work here, team.
Definitely.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. So, yeah, should we wrap the episode with like a belief that we once had?
I just want to say one last thing.
Sure.
We're going to get
thing. Dangling carrots over here.
If people are struggling in their lives, and if you find yourself repeating the same patterns over and over again, that's another really good clue to dive into that area and look through those beliefs. Because remember, ultimately, our actions are dictated by our values, which are dictated by our beliefs. So if we get stuck in something, that's a really good time to start trying to build awareness around what's happening, why is it happening, what's not serving me. And then another thing just that we really didn't talk about much here yet was you can install a new belief.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
So your old belief can be, I hate the way that my body looks every time you walk by the mirror. And your new belief can be like, wow, I appreciate everything my body has done for me in my life. Mm-hmm. I know that's simple, but like simply practicing that, even if you don't feel into it all the way at first, can start repatterning and building that muscle of self-appreciation and letting that muscle of self-judgment atrophy and fall away.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, Lisa, you want to tell us a belief you had that you no longer have?
Just don't
that
has mine. Okay.
I was going to say, last time I stole Tyler, so I'm going to go with a different one. This better not be yours, too. But I believed that, and we talked about this on other episodes, I believed that rigidity and discipline and willpower led to perfection, and that that should be my goal.
Mm.
And that if I wasn't like leaning into perfection, then I really wasn't worthy. And so my ideas around safety, feeling good and safe, was about like making things harder for myself, being more strict, you know, eating less, exercising more, you know, being super duper consistent, never missing a Monday, you know, always saying the right things, doing the right things, turning in the work early, you know, even like achievement in school. Mm-hmm. Like I associated all of these, like being super rigid and super on top of things and getting all the accolades from all the people with this idea of my worth. And, mm-hmm. and the goal was perfection. And I knew that you couldn't achieve perfection, but for me, I was like, I'm only not achieving it because it's not a real thing. Because mm-hmm. I'm going to do it. I'm going to be acting like I can be perfect. And that was the goal. So I related perfectionism and just being super strict and super rigid to, like, you know, being worthy and being valuable and being someone to, you know, be proud of and look up to. And now I know that I don't need any of that. Like, I can be proud of myself. I can be someone to inspire other people, someone that people can look up to or not, but it doesn't denote my value or worth as a human. Just being authentic, being willing to make the mistakes and willing to be vulnerable and honest about them. And it's a much freer life. Mm. I like loosening the reins on myself and saying I don't have to be everybody's role model. I don't have to show up and look like the perfect, you know, image of this or that. It's just been like it's a deep breath, like a sigh of relief for me. So
that's a good one. I think very relatable.
Yeah.
We'll be back in just a moment.
As a reminder, the Feeling Lighter podcast is a part of WeShape, a fitness app that is taking a very different approach. And I wanted to let everyone know about our upcoming Best Moves for You masterclass that WeShape is hosting that you can sign up for free. Take a look at weshape.com/class or click the link in the show notes.
And now back to the Feeling Lighter podcast.
Yeah. What about you, Tyler?
Sure. I think I'm going to go with like a big theme here for me, which is, you know, I was a kid who was fat shamed. I was neurodivergent in school and didn't find out about it until I was in my 30s. Mm-hmm. And that created a lot of insecurities in me that I masked for a very long time. And I think the underlying belief and feeling is like, I'm not whole, mm-hmm. right? I need to do things in order to feel whole. Right. I need to receive praise in order to feel whole for, you know, just to feel good about myself. And what I find interesting about that is, for me, it always transferred from thing to thing, right? I have mm-hmm. a bit of an addict personality. And so, you know, I tried everything under the sun to fill that hole.
Right.
You know, just fame, fortune, drugs, sex, like everything you could think of. And at the end of everything, you just continued to feel that emptiness mm-hmm. inside. And it wasn't until I was able just to sit in presence with myself a lot more, without expectation, without doing, that I started to feel that sense of wholeness inside.
Yeah.
Where you don't have to do anything.
Nope.
You don't have to accomplish anything. You don't have to be anything. You're just whole as you are.
Right.
So I don't have to fill the hole. I'm already whole. Mm. It's actually funny we're doing this right now. I had a poem that I wrote this morning, which was, let me see if I can remember it off the top of my head. Nothing is required for joy. Nothing is required for bliss. Nothing is required for peace except to embrace the nothingness. Mm. And I just love this concept of just returning to the present, returning to the quiet. Because if you can get there, you don't have to do anything to find that joy and happiness.
That's beautiful.
That was really beautiful.
And when did you have time for that poem today? I'm just kidding. I'm totally playing with you.
That's awesome.
Wow. Thank mm-hmm. you for that. That's, I think, really impactful for a lot of people. And a lot of people who identify as male, I think, can really relate to some of the things you've gone through. So appreciate that perspective.
Definitely. Cool. And I want people to know, like, your value is inherent in your existence.
You don't have to do anything.
You don't have to do anything. So yeah, that was great.
You can just be.
Just be.
Just be. Oh, okay. I don't have a poem. I didn't have time for that. So I'm sorry. I'm going
to. I didn't mean to put pressure on you. It flowed out this morning.
I'm so happy you shared. I'm laughing because we've been recording back to back to back for multiple days. And so I'm like, wait, when was the poetry session? I wasn't there for that. No, I'm so grateful you shared. Mine is that self-sacrifice was where I gained my worthiness. Mm. and that being putting myself first was selfish.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm actually still working through that one. Mm. But that was my bread and butter for all my whole life. Self-sacrifice. Mm-hmm. Put yourself last, show up for everyone else. You know, it's why when people come to me today and say, what do you want or what do you like? I kind of am a deer in the headlights. Mm-hmm. And that's where I got my worth. And that tide is changing. That yeah. tide is shifting. And I am learning how to put myself first. And it feels incredible. There's guilt that comes with it in the beginning.
Right.
You know, when I stay in bed for 10 hours or read a book in bed on Saturday, or my to-do list went from 50 things on the weekend to one thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Love that.
But I'm the liberation on the other side outweighs the guilt that comes along. So I'm willing to just experience it as I transform it. But I think a lot of people who identify as female, and especially who have children, can relate. Mm-hmm. To that idea that self-sacrifice is your number one job. And I'm so happy that that belief is shifting for me.
Yeah. You don't have to sacrifice yourself to show up for others. You can still show up for others.
And the really crazy thing is you can't continue to sacrifice yourself and show up for others.
It's actually counterproductive.
It's counterproductive. And once we, you know, internalize that, we can change things. So
yeah. Mm. Well, I think we touched on a number of incredible things today and why beliefs. I hope you can listen to this and walk away and go, oh, I see why beliefs are so important and why it's one of the pillars and why we have the Feeling Lighter podcast, mm-hmm. because we really want to help people shed some beliefs that allow them to feel lighter. I mean, that's how I feel, is like as I go down these beliefs. And I feel like this is probably life's journey for the rest of my life, like Absolutely. Detangling and putting down another rock that I was carrying in my backpack. But thank you both for being vulnerable and sharing. And we will see all of you next time. Thank you for joining for this 4-part episode release. If you stuck with it the whole time, thank you so much. We appreciate your support. And we will see everyone next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening, and we hope you enjoyed today's show. Now, before you go, it would mean a lot to us if you could take a moment right now to subscribe to the podcast and then leave us a review. This helps spread the word so more people can feel lighter by shedding one belief at a time. Also, we want to hear from you. So if this episode impacted you or you have any questions that you think would be great for us or any of our future guests, please feel free to email us at podcast@weshape.com. And finally, if you want to try WeShape's different approach to health and fitness, remember that right now you can sign up for WeShape's Feel Good Challenge and get access to everything WeShape has to offer for free. Just click the link in our podcast description or go to weshape.com/challenge to sign up.